Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. The glimmer of good news on the COVID front, the U.S. Supreme Court rejected a challenge yesterday to New Mexico's vaccine mandate for healthcare workers. They also left in place, they also upheld New Mexico's vaccination requirement to go to the state fair, if you can believe it. You want to go to the state fair in New Mexico, a very popular state fair down there, you better show a vaccination card or you're not getting in. Now, here's the deal. Why is this significant? It was rejected by Gorsuch, one justice. How is that possible that one justice can do it? Here's the rule in the U.S. Supreme Court. The U.S. Supreme Court has nine justices, and those nine justices serve for life, and they get tens of thousands of petitions, well over 10,000 petitions a year, and requests for intervention, petitions for writs of certiorari, it's called, and other things. And every circuit court of appeals is assigned a justice. In the Seventh Circuit, which is us, I clerked on the Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals for the Chief Judge, Tom Fairchild, one of the great judges in Wisconsin history. He was a Wisconsin guy, former Attorney General, former Wisconsin State Supreme Court Justice. I went to the Seventh Circuit. I was his law clerk 1 year. It was a wonderful experience. In any event, Amy Coney Barrett was on the Seventh Circuit herself. Obviously, much more recently, I wasn't there when she was there. Amy Coney Barrett is the Supreme Court Justice assigned to the Seventh Circuit. The Seventh Circuit is Illinois, Wisconsin, and Indiana, three states. And all the other states are divided like that into circuits that are numbered. So Gorsuch has the circuit that includes New Mexico. So initially what happens is if you need really immediate relief, emergency relief, I mean, you don't have time to write a petition for writ of certiorari and then argue about it, you just send something up to your circuit justice. And your circuit justice, on the surface, appears to have the ability to grant or deny it. Well, he can absolutely grant or deny it, but the fact is he informs the rest of the court. And if he were to grant an injunction, he had better have the support of enough of the other justices to make that stick. So when Gorsuch got this petition, that's an indication that the U.S. Supreme Court backed him up on that. It's the indication of support. And why is it important? You know, New Mexico, great, it's a great state, but small state. Because there are major cases actually pending in the U.S. Supreme Court right now. And this is the canary in the coal mine. This is a glimmer of possibility. One of them is the Biden administration through OSHA has mandated that all large companies defined as any company with more than 100 employees, that they have to be vaccinated or tested frequently. It's pretty reasonable. And by the way, 100 employees, a lot of employees, is the vast majority of companies do not have 100 employees. This hits the major companies, the large population companies in this country. And the truth is that a lot of those companies like that. Takes the monkey off their back. If they impose it on their own, they get a lot of pushback. If it's the federal law, they go, okay, sorry, but you know, you either get the shot or get tested, and they say, I don't want to do either, I'm sorry, go somewhere else. It's not reasonable to say you won't be tested if you won't take a shot. It's pretty reasonable provision. The other thing pending for them is a general healthcare worker mandate of vaccination out of Missouri and elsewhere. In other words, healthcare workers, come on. You know, you go in, you're examined by a doctor and nurse, breathing in your face, and they don't have to be vaccinated. Now, most of them are, obviously most of them are, because they're in a scientific field, but there's some that are not. There's some that are not. And so the question is that a lawful mandate? A district judge threw it out, said it wasn't. District judge is a lower federal judge, trial judge. Court of Appeals reinstated it. Then it goes to the U.S. Supreme Court. This New Mexico ruling is a kind of nice indication that the court is looking at this thing and saying it's reasonable for states and companies to require vaccination or testing for people who are at high risk of communicating the coronavirus. And who but healthcare workers are at a higher risk? I mean, healthcare workers, doctors, you know, surgeons, anesthesiologists, you're in surgery and he's hanging over your face. How about nurses? I mean, you are with people every day. For their own safety, they should be vaccinated. But if they're not willing to do it, for your safety, they should be vaccinated. And, you know, they even went so far in this case as saying a state fair can demand vaccinations. I think this is an indication. They upheld already the vaccination requirements in Maine. And when they do enough of these things, the message gets out to the lower courts, trial courts, courts of appeals, that, hey, this is settled law. This is settled law. It's time to stop screwing around. It's time to just uphold these things. And you hope that what it'll do is it'll send a message to governors and legislatures around the country, including gerrymandered Republican legislatures like ours in other states, that this is a generally reasonable standard. It's lawful, and we should do it. And what's happening is the federal government, because of the intransigence of Republicans like Voss, people like that in this state, who will not do anything on vaccines or mask mandates, but testing any of this stuff, they're circumventing it by having OSHA do it. OSHA, occupational regulator in terms of safety, whenever, God forbid, there's a tragedy or an accident at a work site, an OSHA inspector comes. Sometimes companies are criminally charged for a negligence in injuring or killing a worker, and they should be. There should be stronger safety standards. But OSHA, this is a brilliant way to do it, to get around the Congress, because it would never pass the Senate. It passed the House, but not the Senate, because they'd filibuster anything having to do with vaccines. Moscow Mitch and his running dogs and fellow travelers, the rabble in the Republican leadership there, would filibuster anything. So Biden very cleverly used OSHA. It's an administrative agency. Administrative agency says companies that are more than 100 is a safety thing. It's a worker safety thing, they said. And OSHA clearly has the ability to do that. That's in front of the U.S. Supreme Court, and the healthcare worker mandates from Missouri and elsewhere in front of the Supreme Court. And this decision out of New Mexico is very, very favorable. This decision out of New Mexico says to me that if Gorsuch, and by the way, Roberts and the three Democrats would uphold this anyway. Gorsuch is the fifth, but Gorsuch wouldn't have done this on his own. He would not have done it on his own. And so the fact that he had other backing, the only people who are liable to vote against it would be somebody like Clarence Thomas and Alito. Clarence Thomas and Alito, who are absolutely right-wing to the max, and there's no way they do anything reasonable. So we'll see. We'll see if what I'm saying is borne out. But at some point, and then you see people on Fox News and elsewhere go, well, Biden is going to lose because he didn't get COVID under control. When what? The Republican Party is preaching anti-vax, anti-mask, and the Fox hosts are all vaccinated because they'd be fired if they weren't. This kind of hypocrisy. The reason a third of the country isn't vaccinated is because of the Republican Party. Because of the Republican Party. We're going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.